You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
You know, welcome to Summer Sundays. You know, if you're watching online, we're so glad that you're joining with us this morning. You know, we're already 20 days into January. Can you believe it? 20 days already. And for most of us, January is a month filled with New Year's resolutions, hashtag New Year, New Me, where we want to do something new. We might want to do something different. We might want to create a new habit or potentially stop a habit. You know, so my message this morning is titled, Making Great Decisions. And we're going to spend this morning looking at scriptures that God has given to us. You know, scriptures that are designed to equip and encourage us in making great decisions. You know, not only just for the month of January, but for every decision that we make. You know, you make about 35,000 decisions a day, varying in size and in importance. And a decision you make can see you step into something new. It can see you change a culture. It can change your direction completely. You know, the decisions you make don't just impact yourself, but your family, your relationships, and all those people that are around you. So my question to you this morning is, how many times when we are making decisions, do we stop, pause, and allow God for us to receive His wisdom and His counsel in that decision? You know, I remember this time where I was faced with a big decision to make. It was a decision that not only meant that I would need to work more than I already currently was, but it required a financial commitment from myself. And I had no process in place for making decisions. And so through the pressure, I made the decision to go with it. And looking back, I had little information. I had no one to bounce my thoughts off. Did I have wisdom at the time? Look, I'm going to say no based on the decision. You know, so it resulted in me making the wrong decision. You know, it wasn't for me. It wasn't what God had for me. And so then it saw me have to put all these other things in place to fix the flow-on effect of the wrong decision I made. You know, it's so important that when we make a decision, that we first gather information to not only help us make the decision, but make it a great one. You know, over the holidays, we went for dinner and at this place, and the menu had 101 different palmies on it. 101, I know. And so before I made any decision, I gathered all the information I needed. I read every single palmy. I read every single ingredient. And let me tell you, before I chose the one that I chose, oh, it was a great decision. It had onion rings, bacon, barbecue sauce. It was good. But you know, we live in a world that is continually on the go. It's fast-paced, it's always moving, and sometimes we can feel the pressure to keep up with the things around us. You know, this can impact the step of decision-making if we haven't allowed ourselves the time to gather right information. But instead, we see ourselves making the decision under pressure, with little or no information, and 9 times out of 10, we make it with good old impulse. Now, that's not the body spray. Now, Proverbs 19 says, the best way to live is with revelation knowledge. For without it, you'll grow impatient and run right into error. You know, gathering information can take time, and that's okay. You know, don't let the pressure of time and the things around you force you into making a decision that you have little information on. Because it's important that we take the time to gather the right information. Otherwise, we can find ourselves not making the best choices and decisions, and again, running into that error. You know, for each of us, gathering information will look different. We might like to ask ourselves a few questions like, how will this decision outwork for me daily? Is this decision a part of God's plan and purpose for my life? How will it affect the people around me? We can gather information by talking with people that potentially have faced the same decision or people who are on a similar path to us. And we can ask God for information. You know, He is all-knowing, and through prayer, we have the ability to gather information and insight from God when we're coming to that time of making a decision. You know, how amazing is it that our God is a God who wants to be a part of every part of our lives? You know, He's just not sitting on the sideline watching you navigate yourself in life like, yep, no, oh, stop, oh, maybe don't do that. Oh, no, I wouldn't have done that, eh? Oh, no. You know, that's not our God. Our God is a God who wants to be involved and be active in every single part of our life. And in James 1:5, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. You know, He has given us the ability to speak and communicate with Him through prayer. He wants to be a part of every aspect of your life. And in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. You know, when making decisions, not only can we ask God for wisdom and He will give it to us, but we can receive firsthand information on God's perspective of our lives and on what His decision is, as well as having access and the ability to filter it through God's plan and purpose for our lives. You know, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You know, each of us has a plan and a purpose that God has set out for us. You know, and it's through our relationship with Him that we have the ability to walk that path and that He is with us as we walk that together. You know, it's so vital that we pray and we communicate with God, because ultimately there is no plan or purpose that we can create that would be better than what God has already created for each of us. So pray about everything and allow God's wisdom and knowledge to strengthen you as you make Him a part of your decision-making process. You know, to complement the information that we've gathered to accompany our prayer, God has given us the ability to seek wisdom. In Proverbs 11:14 says, without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. You know, we can seek wisdom and good direction through God's word. We can set time aside to read what His word says about the decision at hand that we are needing to make. You know, and Proverbs is a book that's definitely packed with so much wisdom and knowledge that is there to equip us and help us in navigating that decision. You know, another way that we can seek wisdom is from the people around us. You know, it's key and it's so important that we surround ourselves with godly friends who are able to speak into our life about our life's decisions. In Proverbs 19:20, it says, get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life. You know, for me, I like to seek God's wisdom through the conversations with people who are closest to me. Now, this is not just anybody. This is someone that I know wants the best for me. They have my best interests at heart. They know me better than I know myself. And, you know, they won't tell me what I want to hear, even though sometimes it's like, I really wish you would just tell me what I want to hear right now. But I know 100% that they will always speak God's truth into my life. Because when it comes to making decisions that can be life-changing, we want to make sure that we have outworked our God-given wisdom in stewarding the decision and its process well. You know, it's our responsibility. Each of us have our own responsibility to steward the process of our decision with God's wisdom and truth. You know, most of the time, there's no pinnacle moment where wisdom just announces itself down. You know, it's more along the lines of casual conversations where the Holy Spirit shows up and he navigates through conversations with his wisdom. You know, the Holy Spirit is always wanting to speak to us personally. And this is something that we can expect from him because he hears our prayers. And when we take a pause, when we sit, wait, and hear, he will speak to us. So I know that when I'm faced with making a decision, that I don't have to do it alone. I haven't been created to do it alone. You know, because God has given me so many things that are equipping me to make a great decision. You know, Pastor Bevan shared with us that we are better together, having been designed and created to do life with one another. You know, how awesome is it that we don't have to walk any part of our journey by ourselves? I wouldn't want to have it any other way. So what's next? You know, you've spent time on gathering information, praying. You've sought wisdom from conversations and the action and the word of God, and you've reached your decision. It's now time to outwork that decision through action. You know, James 1:22 says, "Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it, for that is the essence of self-deception. So always let his word become like poetry, written and fulfilled by your life." You know, action is the most essential part of any decision-making process because it takes the decision and it becomes a reality and it becomes outworked within our lives. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take." You know, it's through action that we exercise our trust. We exercise our faith and our confidence in God. We've done this whole process with God. We've sought his will, his wisdom. And now we take the step out to follow him. You know, it's where we can trust him wholeheartedly as we hit the ground running with a full commitment to the decision that we've made. You know, Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed." You know, every day we make a choice to commit our actions to God. And when we do, we see our plans succeed. We activate and we outwork our trust because we know God knows what he's doing. And we have the faith that we've heard from him. And so we outwork our actions with such confidence, knowing that this decision we've made is a part of God's plan and purpose for our life. You know, decisions are not only for today, but they have the power to change your tomorrow. You know, I want to say that again this morning. Decisions are not only for today, but they have the power to change your tomorrow. You know, almost 10 years ago, I made a decision that changed every part of my life. And not a day goes by that I don't thank God for that decision. You know, from this one decision that I made came the ability to receive a relationship with God, to live and lead a life that I could never hope for or dream of before, where I would have the opportunity to pursue health physically, spiritually, emotionally, as well as being able to go on a journey where God brought healing to my brokenness. And ultimately, having the ability, the freedom, the joy to outwork his plans and purposes for my life. You know, so wherever we may be in the decision-making process, it's important to remind ourselves that God has equipped us with the truth of his word to make great decisions. You know, we'll never be able to comprehend just how much wisdom and counsel that God has for us. that we have right passage from God to receive it freely, to receive it abundantly, to receive it today, tomorrow, forever, in the morning, in the evening, under pressure, when time feels like it's just holding you down, you have free and abundant access to God's will and His wisdom and counsel for you. You know, He has given us a sound mind to gather and the ability to gather information. He has given us direct access to Him through prayer, where we can pray about anything and everything. We can seek His wisdom because He is a God committed to us. And if that's not enough, He puts people in our lives who are Spirit-led to come alongside of us when we're in a time of making a decision. So church, this morning, I want you to be encouraged that, you know, when you apply this process with God, when you seek His wisdom, when you seek His counsel, His plans, His purposes for your life, and you activate it with trust, faith, and confidence in Him, outworking all that He has given you, you will make great decisions.